This season, Texas A&M, for all ticketed events, will have a clear bag policy that is similar to the bag policy for the NFL that they instituted a while ago. And it'll be no bag larger than 12 inches by 12 inches by 6 inches wide or larger will be allowed in Cal Field, and that size is for clear bags only. No backpacks, no purses. Everything that comes in the stadium will need to be carried in a clear bag. Women can bring in a clutch, basically the size of their hand, 4 inches by 6 inches. Other than that, though, no diaper bags, anything that is necessary from a medical standpoint. Will be allowed in, but they'll need to go into a special entrance that will have those bags screened, and then we'll put a credential on that bag so that we know that we have screened it. And that'll be for all ticket events. Essentially, this is a policy that will be brought to the to all SEC schools from a football standpoint in 2017. We had talked about it for some time. We think from a safety standpoint, it's near the top of the chart as far as, making sure that we are in a safe and secure environment. And, we had started that process and we decided it was time for us to do it. Our fans are used to it. They do it every year at Arlington, and I think last year, they did it three times because we played in three different NFL stadiums.
Was that part of the research that you all went into when you were considering how you're going to implement this?
Really, it was from a timing standpoint that our fans had experienced this for a number of years. You know, from a safety and security standpoint, we wanted to be proactive, and we wanted to have as safe and secure as an environment at all of our athletic events as possible, so we were going to institute this, and really the fact that the SEC was going to adopt it in 2017, you know, precipitated our change, and it's one that, you know, our fans are used to. Our fans have experienced that before. We've had a lot of questions about seat cushions, you know, the soft cushions you can bring in. Our prohibited items list does not change at all. Things that are prohibited are still prohibited. If it's a prohibited item, you can't bring that in just because you're going to bring it in a clear bag. But the items that are allowed in will still be allowed in. You either need to bring it in a clear bag, or like you can still bring in the seat cushions as long as they're not wider than 16 inches. We will inspect those, just like we'll inspect all bags.
And some of the convenience items or some of the fan items like cameras and so forth, that's still going to be allowed too.
Yeah, correct. Basically, you can bring in binoculars, you can bring in cameras. We just want a lot of the cases that they come in. So put them around your neck, put them in your hand. You can bring them in, or you can put them in your clear bag. Any of those things will be allowed in, just as they have been in the past.
And again, the focus is football, but I want to have the additional emphasis that this applies to all athletic venues.
This will apply to all ticketed events. Any place that we have people at the gate and we're accepting tickets, we will have a clear bag policy. So any event basically that athletics is supporting, we have the same level of care and the same due diligence to make sure that's a safe and secure environment. So we are going to continue that from football through all of our sports, all of our ticketed events.
And then you have a special page online at 12thman.com where it spells everything out.
Absolutely. Encourage people to go there. There's a number of folks around town, a number of places. One of the questions I've been asked most is, where do I get one? And there's a lot of places around town where you can find a clear bag that meets the 12 inches by 12 inches by 6 inches requirement. That's happening, and we're distributing some on campus. You can get them at the bookstore. So there's plenty of places where you can secure those items.
And if all else fails, get a clear 1 gallon bag.
Yep. Your basic freezer bag that you can get that's sealable, that works just great. It it is within the minimum requirements, so that would be totally acceptable.
Do I have it all covered?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, most of the questions were, you know, did I say anything about diaper bags?
A little bit. I see there's an exception as long as the diaper bag is a clear diaper bag.
Well, and basically what we said is whatever you have in your diaper bag needs to be clear, and it needs to be, you know, and fit the size requirements. And then medical, you know, I said medical bags would be anything that's essentially needs to be in a medical bag would be allowed in. Just they're going to go to a separate entry to have those checked. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the basics.